Welcome to LOA Today. I'm Walt Thiessen, here with Alex King and Daniela Mangana. Today is Thursday, October the 8th, 2020. It's 4 p.m. New York time, and wherever you are in the world, thanks for joining us for another episode of LOA Today, your daily dose of happy. And for those who are on the Joy Watch, I want to thank everybody who's been sending their energy and their prayers and their wishes for him to eat and so forth. It has paid off. He is eating now. We're still nursing him. I mean, I was telling Alex before the show, for the first time in my life, I'm having to deal with baby food. So, cause that's what he's eating, you know? So you give him what he's eating, you know, you go with the flow. But, Alex, you're looking spiffy there in your purple hair. We haven't seen the purple hair in a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah. But you're looking really nice. And you got a kind of a new studio look.
A little bit.
Look at you.
Yeah. Fluffy background.
Yeah, I was going to say there's some changes afoot.
I can pet the walls if I want to.
Did you say pet the walls?
Oh, that's what I said. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it's fuzzy. it's faux fur.
Sure.
What is the mirror has a message on it. What does the mirror say?
The mirror says, follow your dreams and never give up.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
It is, yeah. And Daniel is actually, he told us before the show, he pointed out, he's actually not wearing a branded shirt today. What happened? I mean, are you feeling okay?
Laundry day, bro.
I was out, and it's a little bit hot, and I didn't fancy wearing a black t-shirt today. So I pulled out another t-shirt that didn't look creased, and then didn't have time to swap over. And I was like, I'm going to drop the importance on that and just wear my Superman shirt.
All right. There you go. Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Grown man wearing comic book shirts.
Absolutely.
How about him?
Hey, you know, I'm the one who's doing the baby food, so, you know, you got nothing
on
me.
Yeah, but that's, you know, because he have a small faux human.
Faux human.
I just changed out of my Rick and Morty sweatshirt, so don't feel so bad.
Okay. There you go. So anyway, I don't know if you saw, Daniel, we had a couple of pieces of input from listeners about the money game. So I wanted to kind of go over those.
Have I missed them?
Maybe. I don't know. But here they are. Okay.
Okay.
So the first one comes from Jim. You may have remembered he had sent us some questions before, and you'd answered the questions last time around. This time he says, I started the money game at $5 3 weeks ago. Nothing happened until last Friday. And then I found $5 on the ground right next to someone's car that I was speaking to. So I gave it back to them. I expressed appreciation to the universe and just smiled about it. The next day, I came across two guys playing music in a suburban parking lot for people waiting in line at the Chick-fil-A drive-in. All the cash I had was the $20 that I keep in the car for emergencies. Feeling up the spiral, I gave it to them. I came home, and my mother-in-law was there. She silently handed me an envelope with $200 in it. Thank you, universe. Thank you, Dan. On to round two.
Fabulous. So hang on, if I get this right, Jim was the one who had the commission payment and he wasn't sure.
No, different Jim. Different Jim.
A different Jim.
Different Jim, yeah. We've got a few Jims going on here.
Same show, different Jim.
Yeah.
This is a Jimbundance.
It is.
Yep.
It's an amazing, it's a gymnasium.
Cue the dad jokes.
A gymnasium. Oh.
Sorry, I haven't done a dad joke in a while. I had to throw one in there.
Facts. Everyone that thinks that this is what we do every Thursday, you're right.
So that was a pretty cool story.
Very cool story.
And then the other one comes from Daniel, of all people.
All right, y'all need to come more original.
This is Daniel E, actually. This is a different Daniel.
Get it, name.
Daniel's like. So, from Daniel to Daniel, I had a revelation in my life recently about having a lack mentality. I never realized how pervasive it was in all aspects of my life. The more work I do on myself, the more I can see the scarcity mentality around money. I've known that for a while, and I'm working on it. I'm playing the money game. Mm-hmm. But just recently, I noticed other aspects of life that I am lacking in, like laundry or clean dishes. I don't have an abundance of clean dishes. That is until I do all the dishes in a few-hour marathon session once a week or so.
Paper plates, bro. Paper plates. Cannot stress this enough.
So he says, as I looked deeper, I realized it wasn't about clean dishes as much as a scarcity mentality of time. I feel like I don't have enough time in the day to do a small amount of dishes every day. And then I realized that a lack of feeling of time makes me not do a lot of things that would make my life work smoother, like purging, cleaning, organizing, and so on, which would lead to me feeling like I have more time. Mm-hmm. I'm probably overthinking it, but I thought maybe someone else might have a similar situation. And he basically was opening it up to anyone, but because he talked about the money thing, Daniel, I thought you might be the first person to address this. So what do you think of what Jim's talking about here?
I'm celebrating Daniel.
I'm sorry, this is Daniel. You're right. I apologize to both Daniels at the same time.
Put some respect on my name. celebrating him catching it. And how, you know, I think it's Tihav Eker's where I got it from. How you do one thing is how you do everything. Now, absolutisms aside, there is something to be said for the way that the energy and how we execute some things carries over to others. So, well done. Good catch.
So he's on the right track is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Anything that he needs to do to kind of take the next step, or is he just going fine? Because he's concerned that he's overthinking it.
Everything not done in moderation is going to cause problems. Anything not done in moderation. Whether or not he's overthinking it really comes down to, I think, whether or not it starts to get to a level of thinking that inhibits moving forward. For me, overthinking is when the overthinking gets you into a stuck state or puts you into a perpetual planning loop and you're no longer in a place where you can act because you're so busy with the thinking. That's when thinking becomes disempowering, I think. So if he's taking this on and he's ready to start making some actual changes so he can create a new life, cool, he's not overthinking it. If he's now gone down the rabbit hole of thought processes around this and he's just creating mind maps on pages about what this means and getting lost in it and considering which alien species is responsible for him being implanted with that thought pattern, then yeah, you're overthinking it. But if it's revealed something that's going to facilitate change, celebrate it.
Approach. What do you think, Alex? Got anything to add to that?
Getting up earlier and going to bed later gives you more time during the day. That's just a given. but also you have to be proactive on the things that you want to do and give yourself a set schedule to do these things. So like instead of doing a marathon dishwashing once a week, give yourself like 10 minutes each day to do some dishes. It'll manage it better. And again, paper plates.
Paper plates are a good idea, especially for somebody who's dealing with that. I'm cleaning the dishes.
Because I hate doing dishes and definitely I invest in paper plates. Yeah.
And I was like, that's such an Alex act. Let's just cut to the chase. Yeah. We don't like dishes. Paper plates, paper plates, paper plates.
Basically.
Strategically, it's just
plastic forks, paper plates, and more trash bags because you're going to accumulate more trash.
Yeah. For the win.
Yeah.
And recycle.
But it'll balance out. All you have to do is wash the pots and pans. That's it.
Or unless there was here's a joke. There was an advertisement in the UK going back about 20 years for this food product, basically like ramen noodles, but they're called Bachelor Super Noodles.
Okay.
And Super Noodles are delicious. They're a delicious noodle brand. But the whole play on the adverts was like, it's for people that, you know.
Single people.
So quick, just put some water on it. And so there was this one advert where it was like two lads. What he literally did was they finished their plate and then like just licked the plates clean and put it back on the shelf.
Oh, nasty.
And so like the thing that was that you just reuse the pot to make your noodles. You don't need to do anything else and just lick the plate clean.
Just had to
when you said about washing the pots, I was like, unless you're making the same thing every day, in which case just lick your plate and carry on.
They didn't make it through COVID, guaranteed.
Of course they did. They wore face masks.
So now you throw it in the microwave, you're just reheating your germs. Like, that, no.
Well, the microwave will kill the germs, actually, so, you know.
Dun, dun, dun.
I'm just saying.
Hopefully nobody starts to microwave, like, themselves in order to find a new remedy for things. Please don't
Oh,
do
man.
That.
Yeah, let's not.
There are some things I just stay away from because people just enter into a space of lunacy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those things I just stay away from.
Which is
like
something we're actually
ourselves very, with bleach?
We're very familiar with lunacy because we engage in it every Thursday. So, you know,
Big facts.
We have an expertise in this subject. I love what you guys said. I just want to add one idea. I mean, he says he's been doing work on himself. Just do it more often. I mean, you're really making progress, you know?
Definitely.
So just, like, not everything has to be a lump sum. Just spread it out. Mm-hmm.
Because the more that you're doing of the work on yourself, the more you're going to be in alignment, the more that you're going to be in balance. And so you're just going to feel more like, you know, organizing and cleaning and purging and all the other stuff that you want to do because you're feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And it gets you into a habit. So it doesn't, like, get you into that mindset that, oh, it's a problem now. No, it's like, this is something you do every day.
So right.
It becomes a habit.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't know about you guys. I don't know about you guys, but if I, once I have the habit established, if I get away from it for a day, I feel it. Like my body starts to miss it.
Yeah.
You know that feeling?
I don't personally know that feeling, but I have a lot of friends who go to the gym and they say that, so.
Well, I don't even have to go to the gym. I mean, I'm just saying,
as far as routines go, that's
you know, meditating or mirror work or, you know, affirmations or whatever it is that you do every day to get yourself into a better feeling place. That to me is the routine, you know? So, I mean, the Dr. Joe workshops, how much time do they actually spend on meditation there? I mean, some of them are like
the actual workshops.
Yeah.
You do about 5-6 hours a day of meditation.
I mean, that's serious meditation, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you're doing 10 minutes, it's not a big deal to increase to 20. Mm-hmm. it just isn't, you know, because you're nowhere near 5 to 6 hours. So, hey, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
So good feedback though from listeners. I'm glad people are, first of all, I'm glad they're taking advantage of the money game, which Daniel was kind enough to, donate to the app.
This makes me happy.
And I love having these stories and these feedbacks. I mean, cause we know what stories are like. Stories are great. They're how we kind of reinforce concepts and how it increases our interest in the topics and so forth. So thank you guys very, very much for sharing your stories. Really, really good. I think, It's kind of, well, first of all, it's a reminder to me. I'm glad I'm not single anymore. I have to just say that.
Big facts. Oh,
all that stuff is so far back in my past. It's like, whoa.
I don't understand when people associate like that with being single.
Because that's the way I was.
Oh, wow.
Eating a couple of bachelor
I wasn't
soup
quite
noodles.
That bad, but yeah. Oh, God.
So you're bachelor soup and noodle, basically.
It was meager. Let me tell you, there is a great deal of truth to the old wives' tale that says that the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. And it's because so often males are not really good at taking care of themselves food-wise. Now, add in the fact that my wife is actually an outstanding cook. And, I mean, she had me from the first meal. It was great. Like, whoa, I haven't eaten like this in ages. I didn't even have to go to a restaurant. I mean, wow.
This is just so weird for me because I was fully domesticated.
You were?
Yeah. My mum was like, I'm not going to have a man I've raised dependent on a woman. So all of the men in my family are fully domesticated. At the age of 5 or 6, you're helping mum in the kitchen. By the age of 8, I was cooking for a household of 8 people by myself.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. By the age of 10, fully domesticated, can do my own laundry, cleaning, dishes, cooking, work. Yeah.
Now, so I have to say, dishes I love. I used to hate them. But now, that's actually one of my...
So when did you take LSD? I don't understand.
Well, that's the problem. That's why you don't understand. I don't take LSD. At least I haven't in the last 40 years. So, you know, it's been a while. But...
I want to take note that he's 60-something, so let's just...
Yeah, just do the math. You know, you can kind of reverse engineer it. Actually, a little bit. I had 2 more years and you've got it. But But the fact is, I love doing dishes because literally it's one of my methods for getting my vibration up now. It used to be something I despised. Now I enjoy it because it's something that I don't have to work at. It's just mindless. And it's a way of just kind of working stress out, and just, I can actually use it meditatively. I mean, I'm doing the dishes and just blanking my mind and just calming. And by the time I'm done with the dishes, not only do I have clean dishes, but I have a clean mind. I mean, it works both ways.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. I've been doing dishes for 30 years. I'm sick and tired of doing dishes. I don't want to do them anymore. So I have a cleaner and a dishwasher.
Yeah, I grew up with a dishwasher, so
we had a dishwasher, but Mum didn't allow us to use it.
Really?
Yeah, we weren't allowed to use the dishwasher.
Why?
Because we had hands.
Growing up in a Black family household.
Dishwasher?
That is like the blackest family thing
you
I've ever heard
dishwasher.
Of. So true. So true. Because we have hands. Though. Why can't you pass me that over there? Because you have legs? Like, that's just that's how the answers are.
Yeah. You're lucky you got answers. I would get,
right.
I would get hit around the ear for thinking anything contrary to that which I was told. Yes, Mama. Yes, Mother. Yeah. Yeah, there was no dishwashers. So that dishwasher for me is a luxury. I get off on stacking the dishwasher. I'm like, no, babe, I've got this. Making up for years. Ah, the gentle hum of that which I saw and was not able to use in my youth. Ah.
Which I saw was not able to use. Oh, man.
That's a bueno.
I have to thank you guys. This is exactly the laugh that I needed after dealing with all the joy issues for the last 72 hours. So thank you.
Yeah.
This is great.
You're welcome.
I would add in response to my namesake also, sup bro, consciousness can't be in two places at the same time. So if you are locked in growth, you can't experience contraction. So as long as he's continuing to make those micro shifts, those baby steps in the right direction, he will always keep moving forward.
That's a great point. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Alex gave great tips around how to start integrating that consistent movement forward into his daily life.
Because that's really what it's all about. It's about it's not about how fast you get there. It's just going in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The funny thing is that the less you care about how quickly you get there, the more instantly you get there.
Right.
Small faux human.
Sorry, I had to let a cat out.
Yeah, the less that you care about when something shows up, it shows up more immediately. True. The less you care about if something shows up, the more likely it is to show up. The less you care about getting something, the more likely you are to get it. It's that dastardly importance levels and balancing forces. But
that reminds me, too, of something that Alex, you and I have talked about a few times. We did a whole show on it one time, and Sydney Chavez and I were talking about it yesterday. The fact that so much of what does come to us in life, because it's all coming through law of attraction one way or another, mm-hmm. so much of it, we fail to notice how it got here. Mm-hmm. In fact, we often fail to notice that it got here at all, which is really distressing. But even those times where we're actually consciously noticing, okay, I had a thought process over here and I had a result over there. I mean, how often are we able to actually put that together? Most of us can't do that even 1% of the time. Which is really an odd thing from the perspective of being a conscious creator, but it's also, to me, it creates a very large amount of clarity about why it is that there are so many people living such roller coaster lives and complaining about it because they feel like they're, well, the analogy I gave yesterday was boats floating on the water at the whim of the tides and the winds. I mean, mm-hmm. they just feel totally outside of their own control, but, one thing that we were making the point on yesterday is that as we learn to work on ourselves, to grow ourselves, to connect in ourselves, all this good stuff that we talked about here. Oh, okay. You got a little static going on there too.
Anyone got a mobile phone?
I'm online.
I don't know. It always happens when you're on. So I don't know what it's about, Alex, but there's something there.
Gosh darn it.
I don't know what it is.
Hold on. Let me unplug this.
But anyway, what I was saying is, you know, the more that the more that we work on ourselves, the more we get these kinds of improvements in ourselves, the more we start to notice the synchronicities, the more we start to pay attention to them, the more we start to get the sense of how often they appear. And I don't know, Daniel, maybe you can answer this because you wrote a book for the purpose of helping people notice when they manifest money. But isn't that really like the whole key is gaining the confidence that all this stuff really is coming, that it comes continuously?
Well, you don't get something unless you're confident it's coming, whether that confidence is conscious or unconscious. So it's really a process of becoming aware of that which you've been confident of previously, because that's what you've experienced. Because everything that we experience physically has been front run mentally, and that it's only when that mental front running reaches a level of certainty that it shows up. So when we're quote unquote using the law of attraction or quote unquote manifesting things, all we're doing is deliberately directing that power of certainty consciously. What we're doing with the money game is practicing becoming aware of the experiences and also becoming aware of our capacity to deliberately create that certainty as a front run experience. Mm. And it all comes together to just change the relationship to money. I mean, I had this with a chap who's just joined my mastermind, and I did say to him that the whole point is that you don't have to keep writing down a money statement, that you don't have to keep walking through the steps, this phase and that phase. It's that the flow just becomes continuous and ongoing. And it's not just in money terms. It's in discounts. It's in bonuses. It's in freebies. It's just receiving, clicking you into the receiving mode and hardwiring you there is what we want to do.
By the way, Daniel, who asked or actually shared that story, is listening on the live stream, and he says,
"Say what?"
He says, "I've got a signal. Thanks for the insight, everyone." And then he also says, "Sup, Dan?"
All right.
And Jeffrey is acknowledging Alex is back. Whoa, Alex is back.
Hi.
And then Jenny, in reference to what we talked about earlier, says, "Daniel, your mom sounds awesome. Teaching your child life skills makes a lot of sense. It's empowering."
Big
yeah,
facts.
Yeah, we're going to leave it there. Love you, Mom.
He's like, yeah, empowering. That's the word.
Yeah. But it's cool. I'm so blessed to be blessed that I have Jackie now, who does my and everything. Thank you, Jackie. Thank you, Mom, but thank you, Jackie.
Yeah, right.
Is Jackie your housekeeper?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Oh yeah, no, I haven't got another woman.
I am alive and live.
Therefore, that's not the case, because that combination of situations just doesn't exist.
Facts.
It's the one impossibility that combination exists in any at any point in the quantum field. Like, it's just not there.
Agreed.
The one variable.
Yep.
Well, it's nice to know there's at least one case where there aren't a million alternatives and it's just one.
The only alternative is that a number in the millions are the number of ways I would die in that situation. That has its own sector of the quantum field.
Same goes in my house. I would not never.
Never! So.
Oh, that's funny. That's really funny.
Yeah.
Something in reference to what you talked about, again, tying into yesterday's show. We were talking toward the end of the show yesterday about how important it is to acknowledge reception and to actually be willing to receive. I mean, the classic example Cindy likes to give is, you know, you're out at a restaurant with a friend and, you know, the check comes and your friend says, "Well, let me get that." And you say, "Oh, no, I've got it." Basically refusing to accept the gift offered to you, refusing to receive. And you do that kind of thing often enough, and pretty soon the universe is giving you all these different situations where you don't receive anything because you refuse the gift. You refuse to receive. And then you start to become, you know, resentful. Like, well, why doesn't anybody ever do anything for me? Well, they did. You just turned it down.
Right.
You know, so you got to be willing to receive. And the gratitude portion is really key. You know, saying thank you. Mm-hmm. And then we also were talking about how to add to the balance, it's important to be grateful for the gratitude. You're welcome, or it's my pleasure. Something along that line, which is almost a lost art these days.
Facts.
But I really, and Cindy also agrees, you know, it's really important to do that. And we also agreed on something else. We are banning the phrase, no problem, from the conversation. Because, you know, somebody says thank you and you say no problem. It's like, well, okay. You know, so everything is measured in terms of problems. Wait a minute, hold on. Whereas it's a pleasure or you're welcome or something along that line. Now you're getting into the high vibe space.
Okay.
Dismissing the whole gratitude thing. We don't want to dismiss the gratitude. We want to embrace it. So just throwing that in there. That's my own
take. I'm going to have to start doing that because that's like my auto response is no problem.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Especially if I'm texting somebody and they, you know, thank you for doing something or thank me for saying something. And I'm like, oh, NP.
So just switch it to MP instead of NP. Make it MP. My pleasure.
Well, nobody knows what MP is, so I have to write out my pleasure.
Put MP and then you know, wait for somebody to ask you.
Or in the UK, MP is a member of parliament.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Can't confuse it.
So Alex King, MP.
Oh, snap.
Has a nice ring to it.
Sure does.
Yeah. Very cool.
Wrong country, you know, but.
What was that?
Wrong country, but.
Wrong country? Oh, well, yeah.
It's all gravy.
It's all gravy.
Actually, given what's been going on politically in this country, I wouldn't be surprised if she decided to become an MP because it'd be safer. It's just, you know.
I'm out, bro.
It's a crazy time.
Yeah, it has all gone a bit bonkers.
Fortunately, that's going to be drawing to a close fairly soon, so everybody can take a breath.
Are you sure?
I mean, I feel like
the election cycle, let's put it that way.
Are you sure? Because it's already kicking off about the voter fraud. They've already predetermined that it's going to be voter fraud.
I'll tell you this much.
The polls are lying.
It's a colossal effort to pull off that claim because I follow, you've seen that I do this. I actually track my own electoral map. And
yeah, but they're saying that those are lies. That's what I'm saying. They're saying
that, but they also have to prove it in court. That's a different thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive of that.
Some of them don't really look like the court going types unless it's for an arraignment.
But if they're going to fuss with the election, they're going to have to do that because otherwise it ain't going to happen.
I don't really think that they're going to go for the mainstream route, given that they think that it's all corrupt. And
it is corrupt. We're being blackmailed right now. Did you hear?
What
I was trying to lead up to is I think that there's going to be such an overwhelming expression of rejection of that whole stuff that's been going on. It's going to be unavoidable. It's just going to be so much in everybody's face that I think it's just going to have an effect, regardless of whether people try to challenge, regardless of whether they reject the result or whatever. It's going to be unavoidable. It's kind of like one of those things that happens in life where, you know, the universe or God or whatever comes along and taps you on the shoulder and you ignore it and he taps you on the shoulder again and you ignore it. And then maybe like taps hard and you still ignore it. Finally, after a few times, it comes along with a 2x4. And the 2x4 is what knocks you on your butt because of some crazy event that happens. Well, you know, you get hit with the 2x4 a few times. I don't care who you are. You notice. You may not accept it. You may be against it, but you notice. You can't.
I refuse to accept that I was just knocked out by a 2x4. It's a conspiracy.
I don't know how I got on the ground, but it's a conspiracy.
Make DIY shops great again.
No, I think it's.
I actually spoke about something not too dissimilar. Not in relation to what we should make great again, but in relationship to not listening on my feed, my daily feed. And I was saying, you know, so often we're like, oh, it was a lesson. Oh, you know, things didn't work out, but everything's for the best. No, you were given instructions and you ignored them.
Yes.
You were given a warning and you ignored it.
Yes.
Right.
You knew it was stupid and you did it. Mm. You knew they were a douchebag and you still got married to them. Like, I always get baffled by that. It really confuses me.
I agree.
That person has been a butthole for the entirety of their experience, but I don't know. I think he changed. He gonna change.
For
I
love real. Him. Red flag.
I love him.
This is gonna work out.
That flag ain't red. That flag, that rouge. That's rouge.
Yeah, right? That's blush. Okay.
That's blush. No, he's a fool. And I actually spoke in terms of like universal law. It's like the universe has given us clearly laid out laws of operation that are available on the internet. And yet we don't follow them and then complain like, no, oh, it's definitely a soul contract, you know, definitely contracted. Yeah. I'm on the floor because of my soul contract. In another life, I was in the sky and therefore to balance it out with karma and such delights, I'm on the floor. And also in a former life, I was a woodcutter. And so the wood clearly had a contract with me. We had an agreement before we came here, you know, me and the wood, we had an agreement. And thus, I'm on the floor now. It's like, no, dude, you were told. I just don't get it. I don't get why we try to make this stuff so complicated.
Oh, no.
I don't get it.
I'm trying to rack my brains. Do I know anybody like that?
I do.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, they're all in the LOA of Change My Life group.
Oh. Yeah. LOA changed my life. I know. Because I had a soul contract with Mark Zuckerberg that he would bring me a group that was going to elevate me. And now, after my ayahuasca ceremony, I'm just going to be so late. I'm going to see the contract of the universe. I'm going to see the matrix. And I'm going to come back and tell you all more reasons why you should be vegan.
I knew it was coming.
Da, da, da. It's not complicated, guys. It's really not complicated. Am I being a butthole? Yes. I'm being a butthole. I'm being very on brand.
Yeah, but it's at least you admit that you're a butthole and it's not a soul contract.
No, it's not a soul contract. I made the conscious choice to enjoy the process of watching this so entertainingly. There are those of us that are just living by the laws of the universe and enjoying, you know, kick-ass lives. And then there are those of you taking advice from people who are doing nothing but sitting behind computer screens on the internet in their mum's basement.
Yep.
Thinking about the laws of the universe or the contracts of the universe or whatever. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, bro, man, like, come on. Come on. Come on, bro. By their fruits, you shall know them.
This is true.
Boom.
And by the way, for anyone, in case anyone has any doubts, now you know precisely why I have Dan and Alex on the Thursday show. And I'm sure you figured it out by the time you've gotten up off the floor and stopped clutching your side because you're laughing so hard. Oh, my goodness.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
That's, I know I needed that laugh. I can just feel it in my gut. My everything's just like, it's draining away. It's so good. Oh. But, you know, it's funny because what brought that wonderful little monologue up was, you know, basically a reference to the importance of balance and, you know, balance in receiving and giving and so forth. And you brought balance just by going there. So I don't care if it was off color. Thank you for bringing us the balance. It was great.
Blush flags and all. Thank you. We appreciate it.
That's right. I don't care whether you call it blush, rouge, or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Either that or, no, we had a contract that we would exchange. And I'm here to learn my lessons.
Oh, no.
And as soon as I learn the lesson, then, you know, we'll be together for eternity in a new form. You know, we Palladians must stick together.
Dead. I'm dead.
It's like, oh, come on, bro.
Okay, I have to ask, because you're doing this so well. I mean, do you, like, write bot software to go out and post these? I mean, is that why you're so good at these?
No, this is my life. I'm on the front lines. I'm on the front lines trying to convert these people from their paganism.
How's it going?
Some days are better than others, Mr. Wood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But hey, everything's perfect, right?
Actually, it is. Perfectly, it's perfectly whatever it is. It's perfect.
Whatever it is. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's just a question of seeing it. It's already perfect. It's good.
Yeah.
It's perfectly imperfect.
Already perfect. Yeah.
I chuckle at the whole perfection debate because they talk about, that's one of the things that happens in that group and other groups, you know. One person will come on and talk about how, you know, they're trying to make their life perfect, and somebody else will say, oh, no, you can't do that, and here are all the reasons why you don't want to go for perfection. I kind of sit back and I say to myself, okay, who's got what horse in this race and why? Because I don't see the importance of talking about it. What am I missing here?
If it's perfect to you, it's perfect. Like, who the hell cares? Yeah. Who's out here making the rules on what perfect is supposed to be?
Or why we should engage in perfect, or why we shouldn't engage in perfect. I mean,
right.
Does it matter?
Just live your life. One trip to see a shaman will definitely clear that for you.
Yes. Oh no. All right. I'm going to go, guys. I can't today.
See, this is what you've been missing, Alex.
Now, are we talking a real shaman or a plant shaman?
Is there any other kind? Are we not all one in the bosom of Mama Gaia?
Oh my God.
This moment of complete insensibility is brought to you by the LOA Today app. So please be sure that you download the app and share it with friends, because look what they're missing, I'm telling you. And be sure to check us out on YouTube, because, you know, that way you get to see it as we're being insane, and share the insanity with others. And you can actually subscribe to the insanity, which is a good thing. And
yeah.
That's actually nice.
I should stop. But
that's my attempt at a segue. So, Alex, why don't you tell people how to subscribe on YouTube? It'll help you get your breath back, you know?
Okay.
That was my attempt at a segue. Oh, stop telling people it's a segue.
Why?
Because then it's not a segue if you say it's a segue.
Sure it is.
It completely loses its segness.
It's like a metaphor and a simile. A simile is where you actually say what it is.
It loses its seguicity.
Oh, please. Next thing I know, you're going to be telling me I have to be perfect.
You are perfect in your own way.
Thank you.
But if you want to see how perfect we are, go on over to YouTube, search LOA Today podcast videos, and once you see our smiling faces, click down below to the red subscribe button. Next to the red subscribe button, there's a little silver bell. Click that silver bell so you always be notified when we are live.
See, it was beautiful. The segue worked. The actual presentation worked. It was great. It doesn't need any editing. That was fabulous.
Some things are for the green room, Walt. Some things are just for the green room.
There's a reason why they call them outtakes.
We don't have outtakes.
Have outtakes.
We don't need them. We just include them.
We don't
them.
Have a blooper reel. We're live. We are the blooper reel.
That's why people like listening to and watching blooper reels. They're fun.
Yeah.
They're enjoyable. And look how
Dan,
much
have you seen any of the Supernatural blooper reels?
No.
Oh,
what happens?
YouTube it. Well, it's outtakes from all the episodes and pranks that they pull on each other.
Nice.
Yeah, hilarious.
Okay.
Well, speaking of which, oh my God, guys, today is the day.
What's the day? What happens today?
It's the first day of the end of Supernatural.
Wait. It's going on the internet is going to have the show?
New episode tonight.
I don't know if my heart can take it.
I'm not ready. I'll tell you right now. We have like 6 or 7 episodes left and I'm not ready.
I might just have to just unplug from all reality for 6 or 7 weeks and then watch them back to back and cry while I eat Cheetos.
Let me know when you're doing that. I will rewatch them with you.
Okay.
And we can touch each other.
Are you mad? 6, 7 weeks, bruv. Are you mad, bruv? Are you mad? Walt's just like, I'll tell Louise. That was so...
Well, Louise always asks me after the show, how was the show? And when I try to describe the Thursday show, I kind of stand there with my mouth open for a moment, trying to figure out, how do I summarize what just happened?
You just got to watch it.
It really, there's no other way to do it.
Yeah, a bit.
You know? It's the same feeling I have when I write the little summary for each episode at the end of the show. On Thursday, it's like, I don't know what to write. what theme? There was no theme. It was just
there were things, and the other things happened, and then after that, there was another
shenanigans afoot.
Pretty much
every Thursday.
That was it. Yeah, and usually I just reduce it down to one sentence, and the one sentence is designed to make you listen to find out what the rest of the sentences were. I mean, there's no other way to do it.
Well, you're good at it because we have a lot of listeners, so.
Well, that I'm glad you mentioned that. I want to thank people because the listenership is going up. That means people are sharing the LOA Today app. So thank you, everybody, for sharing. Keep sharing. We really appreciate that.
And I shared an episode. I've started to share on my Twitter. Alfredo and my team's doing that now after I've been on. And we've got people giving us some feedback on Twitter. So if you look at Twitter, you may see a few retweets.
Very cool. We're
tagging good old LOA Today on the old Twitter.
On the Twitter.
Is that wrong? Is it not Twitter?
You see, I come from the older generation that's used to a Twitter being a little speaker on a bigger speaker set. So when you say Twitter, that's what I think of. It's for me, it's hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, I have no idea what the topic is, so I'm not sure what to get back to. Tell you what, here's what I'll go back to. I'm going to go back to what Daniel, the questioner and listener, shared, because what he talked about actually makes for a very nice broad topic. Remember, he was talking about dealing with that lack mentality, right? Mm-hmm. And we gave him a lot of very good advice and a lot of very silly advice as well. But nevertheless, we talked about that a lot. The opposite, I guess you could say. Yeah, I guess it is an opposite. The opposite of a lack mentality is an abundant mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never get a question about an abundant mentality from somebody who has an abundant mentality because they don't need to. You know, it's already abundant. Why bother? It's like you don't get a question that says, how do I reduce my abundant mentality? You know, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I want to find some way to address how do we think about and talk about the abundant mentality? Because we always talk about, you know, I'll call it the dysfunctional side. How about the functional side? We've been talking about the lack. How do we talk about the abundant side?
I like it.
Where do we start?
That's the question. That's exactly what I'm asking. I'll start with a phrase that Daniel often utters when he comes on the show. You know, it's tough living in paradise because that's where he lives. He lives in paradise, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So where do you go from there?
I don't see what's so complicated about it.
I didn't say it was complicated. Actually, the only complication is that it's not complicated. It's so easy, so simple that the conversation ends after 5 seconds. That's the difficult part.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like I personally, and I've been speaking about this a little bit on, I don't remember where I was doing it. I was doing it somewhere. It's that it was on a group call. The second that we're ready for a change, the change will happen. As long as we're not in a space of change, then we haven't prepared for a change. In fact, someone that was in my group coaching program was asking about a particular challenge. And I asked them, are you ready to let that go? And they paused and said, yes. I said, well, that's a lie. Because if you're ready to let it go, it would be let go. So you're still in the process of being ready to let it go. But it's once we're able to accept that we're in the process of getting ready to let it go, that we can actually be more deliberate and stepping more deeply into that readiness until we are actually ready to let it go. So if we flip that in terms of, are we ready to take a hold of the abundance? Always ask. Mm-hmm. And if we said yes, then we'd be lying, because if we're ready, then we'd be doing it. So it's about accepting that we're not ready so that we can uncover those parts of ourselves that are separating us from our true abundant nature. And from there, we can step closer into it and eventually enjoy it.
So you actually would, I'm guessing, I'm inferring from what you're saying here, you would actually speak against somebody who says, fake it till you make it. You know, tell the lie until you believe it.
There is an aspect of it that works, but I think that I personally feel, this is my personal opinion, that there are more people faking it than going to be making it.
Mm.
Because the intention, those that do fake it until they make it, they weren't faking it. they were convincing themselves of a certainty that they knew was going to happen. There's a difference to, I'm going to pretend to be a king, to me holding the intention of being a king and stepping more deeply into a certainty of that by polluting my environment with more evidence of that possibility so that my intention can become manifest. Very, very different situation. There's a difference between me faking being abundant in order to step into abundance to me polluting my environment with more evidence of abundance so that my intention can become aligned in how I feel, my thought quality, and then my actions can start to line up to receive the abundance versus I'm abundant. I'm abundant. No, I'm not paying that much. I'm abundant. Excuse me. I'm abundant. Where's my change? I'm abundant. You're not getting a tip. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Very much so.
And in my work, I see that all the time. Oh yeah, you know, I'm just in the river of change. You know, I'm just moving towards abundance. How much? All right, bro.
It's a great point. The way I think about what you just described is I think about it in terms of allocation of energy. Mm-hmm. And I kind of divide it up into how much time. Like, am I giving 5 minutes a day to feeling abundant and then the rest of the day to being pissed off and fighting and resisting and doing all this other stuff and expecting that the first 5 minutes fix the rest of the day?
I think this is a cue for a little phrase we call facts. Yeah, <right.
laughs> I mean, that's why I think of it that way. Just literally, how much time am I spending focused on stuff I don't like? And it was an issue that I noticed right from the beginning when I first saw The Secret. That was my introduction to this whole set of concepts. I recognized right off the bat, my God, I spend a lot of time on all the stuff I don't like. And then I spent the next few weeks trying to take my mind off the stuff I didn't like, and I found I was spending even more time focused on the stuff I don't like. And I realized, this is not easy. This is not easy at all.
I mean, look, here's the bonkers part of the whole party. Again, the construction of reality isn't so complicated. It's what we are choosing consciously or unconsciously, what our energy facilitates the manifestation of, our thoughts front run the experience of, and our actions receive, we get. Simple. Every modality is going to be giving you some variation of those pieces or one of those pieces in action. When you're doing meditation, you're looking at aligning your energy and to some extent working on your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Right? When you're doing tapping, for example, it's a physical action that's leveling out your meridians, your energy fields, so that emotionally you're able to hold a different experience. That's what they're all doing. Some are more effective than others because our combination of experiences, stories, narratives, and belief systems facilitate getting into alignment with that through that path with greater ease. And sometimes it's not. So there are people out there running around tapping in order to deal with their emotional state when they're not aligned with that because they either don't believe it's possible or they've got a series of narratives that don't align with it. So, for example, I've been going through modalities for the best part of 20 years. My encyclopedia that I've been compiling that I give away for free is a result of that journey, and I'm always trying new ones out. Do I use all of them in my own life? No, because there's no cookie-cutter approach to this stuff. It's about understanding what modalities enable me to increase my energy level, to focus my energy, and to hold an emotional state that allows me to hold the vibration of what I want. What modality enables me to get my thought quality aligned with what I desire? What practices and tools should I be doing? How does my head work? This is why in my work, I do a lot of work with archetypes, doing a number of these different tests and so on and so forth to get a deep understanding on how this thing works. Because every single one of us, all three of us, we've got a different number of things. Everybody listening or watching this live has got a different combination of experiences, traumas, stories, wins, successes that give them a different combination of mind. So how each and every one of us would realign our thought quality to what we desire is going to be different. And then the fact that every single one of us is going to have a different thing that we want also means that we need to start approaching this a bit more deliberately and a bit more in a bit more of a personalized way.
Agreed. Yeah, I completely agree and concur. And in fact, I have advocated first to myself and then later on to listeners the idea of try the modalities. You don't have to try them for very long. Mm-hmm. You know, I tried the tapping thing for about 5 minutes. That was done. You know, but then I went on to mirror work and that seemed okay. So I did that for 30 days and cleared my mind. Like, okay, I found one that works for me. Mm-hmm. Now, does that mean the mirror work's going to work for you? No. But that's why you try them.
Right. Some people, unless you try some them. People it would work. Well, I mean, some people it would some work, but would. Not necessarily to the same level or degree.
Yeah.
Like, I love a bit of tapping, but if I'm going through a deep drawer, I'm not going to tap. That's it's like, it's all going to pants. Let's tap, Monty. No, but for some people that would be. I know some
absolutely.
People.
Though, yeah.
When they're up against it, I've got people that, I know people that are holding together challenges with their mental health. And tapping has saved their life.
Absolutely, yes.
You know,
yeah.
And some people will miss a bus and have a meltdown, and tapping won't help them. That's humility. It's about knowing yourself, I think. And one of the things I've noticed again is this aversion to actually just going through the process of getting to learn, to getting to know ourselves.
Yes,
that's because really a lot of these things that we say, oh, it doesn't work. It would have worked, bro, but you didn't know yourself enough to get the combination of things that's going to work for you. Or you weren't ready to look at yourself long enough to see maybe you're not as happy clappy as you thought you were. And maybe there's some stuff under there that we need to address. We need to go and dig a bit deeper. Oh, no, you know, don't need to do that.
Well, that's part of the reason
I resolved that in a ceremony with my shaman. No trauma for me.
Come on, no trauma for me.
but that's why I think it's so important to actually try it. And you're right, you have to try it long enough to actually take a reading inside and say, okay, does this resonate? Do I feel this? If I'm not feeling it, okay, but I tried it. Now let's go on to the next one. If I do feel something, go with it a bit more and see if you can feel something else about it. You know, but if you don't try it, how can you possibly know?
You won't.
You know? You can know yourself, you know, to the nth degree, and if you still don't try it, how would you know?
Well, that's the thing. If you're at this point that you think you know yourself, then what work do you need to do? Because the whole point is to get to a different level. So don't know yourself.
That's an interesting point, because there are I have had conversations with people in the Law of Attraction Changed My Life group, among others, who you know, you present an idea to them about, you know, doing some more self-love or working on themselves in some way. Oh no, I already love myself. I already do. Yeah, and you can just tell from what they wrote that they aren't.
Yeah,
you guys have got more time than me. I can't do those groups. I can't do it.
I just say I do a lot of them. I just do.
I can't do them.
I allocate like 10 minutes and I'm done, and I can't go back, you know.
It's really funny. So, I'm a moderator in the Reality Transurfing, International Reality Transurfing Institute group. As I'm one of the trainers now, I've got to produce regular content. And sometimes I lose my crap on there. And so we've started a new show, me and Renee, who's the head trainer, called The Snail Report. Okay. And we basically get on there and just rip everyone a new one and hope. We just went on there. It's like, yeah, just stop it, bro.
Just no.
Like someone, there was a thing on there the other day and a guy was like, oh, do you think that it's more or less powerful to set your intentions under the moon? And one of the beautiful things about reality transurfing is we don't have any of that crap. We just go straight to the nugget. Because there's nothing wrong with setting your intention under the moon. All of my visualizations that I do in Micro to Millions, I do under a new moon. I deliberately channel the energy of the new moon. But I'm not like, oh, well, I can't set my intention today. No, the moon's not there. It's not bright enough. Full moon. Oh no. Like, we're not doing that. We're just stepping into it. But anyway. Like those groups. That's why I started my group, and people try doing that. It's like, nah, bro, you're out.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, I just find it entertaining. That's why I'm in there.
It is entertaining. If you take it in small doses, if you take it in large doses, it's debilitating. But
yeah, it is. Yeah. It is.
Yeah. You kind of, it's like anything else. Moderation definitely applies.
Facts.
Moderation.
Yes, we.
But there's nothing. I mean, I think it's. I know some people are at different levels of their journey and whatnot. So I'm not mocking that, right? But I am at the same time because I'm doing it to help you. I want you to be helped. That you don't have to go through all of this stuffy stuff. It's possible to just cut into experiencing something new because change doesn't take time. Letting go of the shamans and the veganisms and everything else that stopped you taking change is what takes time.
Mm-hmm.
Please just make a choice to like not do that anymore and let it go.
It all comes back once again to, is it resonating? And there are going to be a number of people who don't check that. They're the ones who are the frantically trying to, oh my God, I can't do anything because I'm not under a new mood. Oh, mm-hmm. I this is not the day for me. You know, Mercury is in retrograde. I can't.
Oh God. Leave Mercury out of it.
Don't even start.
But that's
because it's true. Mercury in retrograde is so important. You know, you have to understand that I had to hit him in the face because I'm a Gemini. The moon was in Pisces. The Palladians told me to do it, and Mercury was in retrograde. So I don't know what
his day wasn't going to go any better anyway.
Anyway,
but where I was actually going with it.
Who cares where you were going? Okay, my shaman told me that this is where we're supposed to go.
But I'll try to go there anyway.
My tea leaves told me stuff too. But
where I was trying to go is to point out that all of these things work because we think they're going to work.
Yeah,
and none of them work because we think that they aren't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know what your own thought process is, look at what you're picking as your modalities and look how you're picking them. If you're picking them in a way that's frenetic, guess what that says about your thought process?
Mm-hmm.
If you're picking them in a way where it's methodical and you're just kind of working through stuff and trying stuff out, that tells you something else about your thought process.
Mm-hmm.
Everything here truly is a mirror to what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's trying to tell us what's going on. All you got to do is look at the damn mirror. And as Cindy pointed out to me yesterday, you know, if I look in the mirror because I'm trying to this was her talking, if I'm trying to get ready to do a TV show like we were doing yesterday, you know, and I see that my makeup is off, I don't throw the mirror in the trash.
Right. It's the makeup.
I don't fix the mirror.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that for me is the chapter and verse right there. Just, you know, are you trying to fix the mirror or are you working on yourself? What are you doing? Makes it very simple that way.
I actually have to run immediately on the nose, much as I love hanging out with you guys. But I was going to say, whoa, look at you coming with the roundup. Round up. That's why I did some fire with my
shot
lighter.
Fired.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. And we appreciate all that you contributed too, because you're always really good at this stuff. So enjoy your next little thing that you're doing. And we're going to wrap things up here in just a moment. I'm going to ask Alex to give the final wrap up on the show, because we usually, I mean, we did spend a little time talking about your favorite TV show, Supernatural, but we haven't really done what's the latest stuff. What are the latest spoilers? So give me a minute of, you know, what are the latest spoiler alert things to look for?
Spoiler alert, LA's Finest and Instant Family? No, not Instant Family. Family something. The two new Fox shows, they suck. Don't do it.
Well, that makes it pretty simple. Just avoid that.
But to me, that's
my modus operandi. I just avoid all of it, you know, so.
Yeah, but then what do you do? Like,
I have a life.
Oh. Well, that's not going to work for my schedule.
I mean, among other things, you know, I open baby food jars for cats. You know?
Yeah, you got a full plate. You got a full plate.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, actually, the cat has the full plate. We're trying to put it in its mouth. But that is the good news for the day. Joy is eating. We literally have to spoon feed him. But,
yeah.
But he's eating. And, you know,
that's good.
That we're trying to get the swelling down on his injury. And,
yeah.
You know, so compresses on that. But once again, like I said at the beginning of the show, thank you to everybody who was sending out, you know, you were sending out your prayers and your good thoughts and asking Joy to eat. Come on, buddy, eat. And it was paid off. I mean, really. And by the way, a lot of people were jumping in on that. So if you were among those who were jumping in, thank you. That was great. I mean, there were my posts. Louise had posts out. My sister, who's connected to all these spiritual groups. She was, I mean, literally we had like hundreds of people on this thing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Joy is a very special cat. He really is.
Yeah.
He's just getting all this attention. So thank you very much, Alex. Great to have you back on a regular basis, because this is like 2 weeks in a row now. So, you know.
Yeah, I know, like, right?
Yeah, it's good stuff. So. Looking forward to see what the next hair color is going to be.
I don't know. I like this. I'm going to keep it for a while.
That one suits you. I mean, yeah. You were doing the own after all for a while.
To get,
this is your best color, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it's really good. So you're looking good there, kiddo.
It's a lot of hair, though. It's all the way down to my down.
Yeah,
my butt.
You got quite a bit.
Yeah.
A lot of care involved in that.
No, it's very simple to brush. It's just a matter of wrapping it up at night.
Well, that's the care. See, I don't want to have to deal with that at night, so I don't.
No, you don't.
Anyway, so thank you very much. Thank you, especially on our live stream. We had some great comments on the live stream. That was very cool. Daniel actually told a great joke, which we didn't get a chance to get in there. Maybe I'll take a moment to read it. He says,
yes,
"Did you hear the one about Did you hear the one about the spiritual master hot dog vendor?" He says, "People come to him and ask him to make me one with everything." And then he says, "Well, that's $5. And the person hands him a 10. The master says, "Thank you." And the person says, "Well, what about the change?" And the master says, "Change comes from within."
Love it.
Good way to end it all.
Love you too.
Thank you to our podcast listeners as well. We'll see you all next time here on LOA Today. Goodbye, everyone.